Hi, Lee. It's Nadine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, it's only Monday, but, you know, what can I say? I don't know if you heard, we had a they made it like this big ordeal that, oh, we had a hurricane, and it's been the first since 1939, and you should have seen everybody wiped out,
like,
the water, the toilet paper, everything was wiped out. I'm not even joking.
10 inches of rain.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. It was a tropical storm.
It's all over the news.
Well, you know what it is? I could tell you this. In the desert areas and the valleys, yes.
I've been in Arizona.
Right?
I've been in Arizona. I worked over there and lived over there. And when it rains, it's like a river's just running. It's crazy because the ground's too dry. It doesn't soak it up. And then it slopes.
Exactly.
Everything slopes.
Exactly. Like, my cousin lives in Riverside, and so, like, her stuff was kind of a little flooded. But, I mean, I live in Anaheim. I told my husband, where's the big thunder and lightning? And you know what I mean? Like, I know some people, like, my mom lives 20 minutes away from me, and her power went out. But we also had a couple earthquakes, too, yesterday. Crazy weather.
On the news, it shows, look, you see all this rain? It just shows green, like, real light green on the radar. It's like, I know you folks in Louisiana don't think this is a lot, but this
right.
is really devastating for them and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
well, that's why one of my friends, she's lived in Florida, and she's like, listen, I've lived in areas where there's hurricanes. You guys, this is nothing. Like, I think they just hyped it up so much. But you should have seen, I had gone just to the grocery store, and there was, like, no water. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
But
they do hype it up.
I got your email, so I just kind of wanted to clarify with you that yes, absolutely, my manager can set it up where you can enter in your own billing information. If you're not comfortable with doing that over the phone, you can enter it yourself. We set it up for you that way, and it's unsecured. And then everything else.
Yeah, I can't track it. It's hard. It's unsafe, and there's so many scam artists out there. I'm not saying y'all are, but
no, I know.
I can't track it, you know, so there's several reasons. It's not just one reason, but I just rather, people call me all the time, I'm like, I don't do anything over the phone, send me an email. Oh, we got to do it right now. Like, nope.
Yeah. No, I completely.
I'm going to call you right, I'm like, I'll call you right back.
Uh-huh.
I'll call this number. I said, well, I'm going to call the number you called from. And he goes, this number is not a working number. Yep.
And you're like, yeah. Oh, I know. I have missed calls all the time, and when I go to, and it'll be a local number, right?
Yeah, it'll be a local number.
When I go to call him, it ends up saying the number you're trying to reach is disconnected, and I'm like, what? I even had some lady, I'm not even joking, she called my phone. I had a missed call. I called back, and it was like, it was an Asian lady, voicemail. I'm like, what the heck? I said, I had a missed call. I don't know who this is. You didn't leave a message. The lady calls me back, and she's like, I had a missed call. And I said, no, I had a missed call from your number. She goes, I didn't call you.
Nope.
And I said,
they're
I had a missed call
numbers.
From you.
I've had a call come in one time. My phone rang. I look
uh-huh.
at my phone. It says, call from Lee. I answer the phone. It's like, hey, this where would so-and-so? I said, no, you're not. I said, you're calling me from my own fucking number, you moron. What a quick So, yeah, I'll get calls all the time. And if people
yeah,
like, did you call?
My husband
I'll be like,
says
no.
It's called, there's a word for it. My husband says it's called spoofing. What they do is
You can download an app, and you can use, I can put your phone number, I can put your personal phone number in, and I can call people and be like, hey, this is so-and-so with Local Splash. We just want to know if y'all
right.
want. I mean, I can just get credit card information if the credit card. I mean, I guess it could happen. I mean, you know, that's how they do it, though. That's
well, you know
do.
What we do, though? One thing I will tell you, like, when we're setting up accounts now, we've been doing this for quite some time. Actually, we've done it for a very long time. We get a security question on your account with us. And the reason is because to identify whether it's us or not calling you. So when we put the security question, and I'll tell you, I've told people that I've signed up in the past, I tell them, listen, anyone tells you they're Local Splash, you ask them, what is my security question? And some guy called me and he's like, you were right. Someone called me claiming that they were you guys. And I asked him, what's my security question? They hung up right on me. And I said, of course, because they're not going to have that. I said, we do it for that reason, to protect you. Because, I mean, in this day and age, Lee, there's so many weirdos out there. It's ridiculous, you know. But, yeah, that's why we do
that. I mean, look, I've been getting calls for like 2 years straight about Medicare benefits. And I'm like, I don't have fucking Medicare. I'm not old enough for Medicare. And it's like the same people that call all the time, like constantly, all the time. I was like, look, I think y'all have the wrong number. Click. Don't even say, I'm sorry. Nothing like
they're
that.
They're just
hurry up and they just, it's like they're dialing. I don't know how they work. It seems like they're always dialing numbers because sometimes I'll answer and there'll just be nobody there. I mean, somebody else answered before me and that person took that call instead.
Right.
And I think they just, instead of removing my number, they just, I don't even know where they got my number. It's like somebody played a joke on me and gave my number for Medicare or something.
Oh my
Yeah, it's like they just keep calling and calling and calling. And I think they just use me for, like, training purposes. Like, stupid motherfucker.
You're like, do you think I have time for that? That's just crazy. Jeez.
You know you can get these benefits. And I was like, well, I don't
You're like, I'm not even close. What are you trying to
say?
They're
like, well, what do you mean you don't qualify? I was like, how do you know? Well, of course you may qualify. And I'm like, I don't. I need Medicare, right? And they're like, yeah, you don't have Medicare? I'm like, no, I'm 40 years old. I tell them I'm 30. I'm telling 40. They don't get it. They just keep calling.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, and it kind of slowed down, but it was like 10 to 20 times a day, every single day for like a year and a half straight. And it didn't start till about 9 in the morning. From about 9 to 11, and then it's like they take lunch, and then like 2 to 4, they're calling the whole freaking time.
Oh, my gosh. So
I just leave my phone in the truck. And if my wife calls, I'm like, I didn't have my phone. I was in the truck. Well, I was in the truck because I get these scam calls all day, and I can't get anything done. I have to answer the phone for the most part. So I'll probably end up getting trying to get a new number eventually, and put that as the call number or something.
Yeah, definitely. And so, I'll tell you, I've even had people calling me and just telling me, it was someone that I guess owed for furniture. And I kept telling them over and over, you guys have the wrong number. There was nobody here by that name. Please notate it. A few days later, they're calling again.
Yeah.
I'm like, how many times? Like, I know you guys are writing notes down. Like, I know, because if anyone from Local Splash ever talks to you, we have to notate every single note. Anytime we talk to someone, what it was discussed or what have you. Because if you've been called too many times or what have you, or someone's already talked to you about something and you're booked out, we're not going to keep calling you. Obviously, we're just going to, when you're ready.
So, I wanted to ask y'all, since you called, do y'all have like different levels of, advertising, or is it just one level?
So we have different programs, right? It really depends on the appetite of your business. I know the package that you and I had been discussing was our platinum package because it includes the Google and Facebook marketing, which I feel is the most beneficial one for you. Okay. And this was based off of the notes that you and I had discussed. And I'm going to tell you, Lee, Google ads are great, right? Don't get me wrong. They work well. However, Google ads is something I would offer if you told me, Nadine, I'm covering 60 miles or I'm covering 70 miles or 80 miles. Google ads across all industries is a 4% conversion rate. Now, when you compare that to Facebook ads, Facebook ads is a 9% conversion rate. It's almost doubled.
Oh, okay.
And it's because Facebook ads, what they do is they retarget. So if someone's done a search for your services on Google, Lee, and even if they didn't call you, but they happen to be on their Facebook and they're just looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad appear.
Oh,
so
I got
with
you.
Facebook ads, that's how they retarget.
That works.
Yeah. I'm not even joking. My husband's been on my phone And I go on.
Well, I mean, another thing is that I know when you Google something, the first three things is just ads. Skip
right.
those and go down to the real Google
exactly.
search thing. Because a lot mm-hmm. of times you click on them and then 50 windows will pop open for all kinds of
yeah.
stuff that you don't even need. And it's just really, it's like it's not even what you're looking for. It's trying to sell you a whole bunch of other stuff that you don't even want
yeah.
or need.
Typically, a Google ad is going to direct you to somebody's website, and that's why I recommend the Facebook ads for you, this particular package, because Google and Facebook hand-in-hand work very well, and you're going to have a better conversion rate. And it's not as
yeah.
expensive as Google ads. Google ads, they're pricey. I mean, you and I both know that. Our Google ad packages start from $499 on up. So
I didn't know if you had, I didn't know what y'all had up of. Y'all
yeah.
had higher packages.
Yeah, and then we have,
people.
Yeah, I mean, we have people that do, you know, for example, Google ads, Facebook ads, as well as the whole other package included. So where they're paying like for everything, like they want it all, bells and whistles, you know, because they want to be very aggressive with their marketing. And that's why I say it really depends on the appetite of the business. Like, how aggressive do you want to be, right?
I want to be aggressive enough to get some kind of call.
And I feel this is the best
call.
Way
like,
for
at
you
least,
to start with before
least,
you start investing more.
At least 4 or 5 calls a week, not none at all. I spent the other company I used that I did it for, I don't know, 3-4 months and didn't get one call.
Yeah. And see, that's
not one
even
call.
Three,
not one
that's what
call.
I'm saying.
Like,
even 3 to 4 months, you should have gotten something. Because I'll tell you right now, even with our timeline, and I'm always going to give you the timeline. So your Facebook ads are up and running within 7 to 14 days. The website we create is done within 7 to 14 days. The
okay.
directory submission, that actually happens within 5 to 7 days, and you also receive your login credentials within 5 to 7 days, okay? Now, you haven't created a Facebook page yet, right, for the business? You have a personal page, though?
Oh, I probably have a couple business pages, to be honest.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take a look. As long as
delete them or
yeah,
something so you can create
I'll check,
one
I'll
or
check
whatever.
It out. I'll check it out.
I just don't do anything on it, but my buddy does. All he does is uses a Nextdoor app, doesn't pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
He does, gets a lot of work from it. Gets quite a bit of work. It's just not, high-paying jobs. It's like people that
yeah.
are like, do you know somebody? Because this other person told me it costs this much, and, you know, he gets the work, and he makes money, but it's not like premium jobs, like this big job I'm doing right now that somebody called him out of the blue. It's just he didn't write up the bid, didn't have a computer program to do it and all that stuff like we do to make it like real professional. So I'm
wow.
just running the job for him. But I mean, it's a $40,000 paint job that's going to take 2.5 weeks, maybe 3 weeks total. And it's only probably $4,000 in material. So we'll make a lot of extra money off of it that, you know, I plan to use for advertising and to try to keep getting work like that. But
that's awesome.
So that's,
yeah, but
that's
I
it.
Mean, if you're looking for higher paying, I mean, there's certain directions.
Not really.
Well.
I'm not really looking for higher paying. I'm just saying if here's the deal. If you're only reaching one person a week for advertising, you're not
mm-hmm.
going to be able to. You're not going to be able to present them with a $2.99 price. You might have to drop your prices to $1.99. You understand? To get
yeah.
the work, if this was your own business, you were doing it by yourself, starting up. So that's kind of where I'm at. Like when somebody calls me, I bid to get the job. I don't bid what it actually costs to do the job. I bid to get the job.
Yeah.
You know, and even if it's something I don't even want to do, I still bid to get the job because if I don't and I don't get the job, then I don't have any work for a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's better to work and make some money than it is to not work and not make anything.
Right.
So if I was able to bid 5 or 6 jobs a week, or 10 jobs a week, or, you know what I'm saying? If I was able to bid mm-hmm. them at what they're worth and get one of those a week, I'd be doing way better than
yeah.
bidding one job a week that I'm bidding to get the job. You know, say I bid to change out a tub and a shower, and I bid $2,500 or whatever, kind of, you know, halfway remodel the bathroom, just the tub and the shower area. But it's,
right.
you know, Home Depot's bidding $14,000 on the same job.
Wow.
You understand? Or $9,000 to $14,000 on the same job is what they're bidding. Like if somebody
mm-hmm.
goes to Home Depot and says, yeah, I need a few tub and shower, they're sending the contract out. That's what they're bidding.
Wow.
If those people sign up, say, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll get interest refinancing for 2 years. Yep, I'll do it. I'm down. They sign paperwork. Boom, they just made a fortune off of a cheap little job, you know, like a $700 tub and shower and 2 days of labor. I mean, nothing.
Uh-huh.
It's a super easy job. But, I mean, there's people, there's customers, they just don't know. Well, I told her, lady, I was like, $2,500. She's like, that's it? I was like, yeah, why? She's like, well, Home Depot said $14,000. I said, shut up. She showed me the paperwork. I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
They're just overcharging. Yeah, they're just overcharging. I mean, a lot of times you bid like that if you don't want to get the job. But here's the deal. If I bid like that to not get the job and I bid that high, those people are going to say, don't call this guy with this company because he bid way too much. I had it done for half the price. So I'm losing customers that way. I'm not growing the business. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
in the long run, I'm not. You know, like, it's like that company I used to advertise. I mean, everybody asked about it. It's like, don't use them. They don't know what the hell they're doing. I'm not, you know,
yeah.
that doesn't help them. They called me, a few months ago and said that, oh yeah, we'll do it for $100 a month. We got rid of all those other people and we got good people in there now. I'm like, I'd rather not waste the time or even $100 a month.
Yeah, I hear you. So,
I mainly just need to get it. I know it may take a few months to get moving and all that, but
yeah.
know, I just need to get something going on.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's why I recommend this particular package, you know, because I feel this is going to be the one that's most beneficial for you. I mean, now, does that mean you can't invest later on down the line in Google Ads? Absolutely. I mean, you can do that at any time, but I feel this particular package is going to be the most beneficial. And that's
yeah,
why
I just want to get some kind of, I mean, I'll stay busy enough to keep me and a helper busy without
mm-hmm.
advertising at all, but I can't really grow the business that
yeah.
way either. So
now remember you
and
said you were waiting.
Lower.
Right. I know you were saying too, you were waiting on a project, right? That you were finishing or something.
Yeah, this big painting job, but I mean, I'll probably start doing it this week. So. I'll have to call you later. I need to finish
okay.
checking out and get this paint to the guys
okay.
so they can finish. But what time is it over there?
Right now we're actually 2 hours ahead of you. Right now it's going to be 1:30.
2 hours ahead of me? I thought you were 2 hours behind me.
We're 2 hours. Yeah, you're 2 hours ahead. We're 2 hours behind
yeah,
you.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So right now
if I call
it's
you at 5, it's only. If I call you at 5, it's only 3 for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be
okay.
here. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay, my dear.
Right.
Talk to you later. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.